Today's date is April 26, 1983. Are you agreeable to being interviewed on tape?
Yes.
Just to make sure my records are correct, would you please spell your full name?
V-E-R-S-A, Versa, C-O-Y-L-E, Coil, F-R-O-E-D-G-E, Froge, G-A-R-M-O-N, Garmin.
What was your husband's name?
Frankie Vanus Garmin.
Okay, would you spell his full name?
F-R-A-N-K-I-E, Frankie, V-A-N-E-S, Vanus, G-A-R-M-O-N, Garmin.
Okay, what is your occupation?
Well, I'm retired now. I did work at Handmacher's.
Okay, what is Handmacher's?
Well, they made ladies' suits and country miss dresses.
How long did you work there?
25 years.
What was your spouse's occupation?
Farmer, mostly. He worked at filling stations and carpenter work.
Okay. How long have you lived here in Glasgow?
18 years.
The same place?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Where did you live before?
Edmonton, Kentucky.
When did you live there?
From 47 to 65, I guess, when I moved here.
Okay. Did you live anywhere other than Edmonton?
Yeah, I was raised at Beaumont, and I have lived in Illinois.
Well, is Beaumont in Metcalf County?
Uh-huh, Beaumont, Kentucky.
Okay. Where did you live in Illinois?
In Fairbury. My grandparents moved out there when I was very young and lived there the rest of their lives, and I've lived out there.
Before you married?
Yes, and then after I married, Frank and I was out there about 6 years.
Okay. Where are your parents from?
Beaumont, Kentucky.
Okay. What did they work at?
Farming.
What were their names?
Andrew James Froge and Hattie Lee Runyon Froge.
Okay. What is your religious preference?
Church of Christ.
How old are you?
72 years old.
What is your birth date?
March 21st, 1911.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to the grades in Beaumont, Kentucky through 8th grade. Then I went to Marrowbone to high school, Marrowbone, Kentucky. That's in Cumberland County.
Okay. What was your highest level of education?
Second year high school.
Okay. When did you learn to quilt?
Oh, I started when I was 12 or 13.
Did you start quilting quilts then, or were you just piecing quilts?
Just piecing quilts. Well, I helped my mother too when I was.
How old were you when you learned to quilt?
Well, I guess from then on, about, I've helped when I was 13.
Okay. Who taught you to quilt?
My mother.
How were you taught to quilt?
She had frames that hung from the ceiling, you know. They had steeples, four steeples up in the ceiling, and then they had strings to those and let down to each corner of your frame. And we would quilt in the daytime, and at night we would roll those frames up, you know, where you could walk under them.
What were the quilt patterns or quilts that you made when you were learning to quilt?
Well, mostly nine patch when I first started, you know. And then star quilt. I've made a wedding ring and bear paw and sister choice and a number of others I can't remember.
Who else in your family quilted?
My mother and my sister.
Okay, what was your sister's name?
Bessie Cruz. Bessie Froge Cruz.
Does she live here in Kentucky?
No, she lives in Indiana now.
Okay. Did any of the men in your family quilt?
No.
Okay. Have there been periods in your life when you've been too busy to quilt?
Yes, when I was working, I didn't quilt very much.
Okay. Why did you take up quilting again?
Oh, have something to do. I saved pieces, and then when I quit work, I had all those pieces to work on.
How much time do you spend quilting?
Well, I guess 3 hours a day or maybe more. I don't stay at it too much because of my back. It hurts my back.
Okay. Where do you like to quilt?
The last one I put up in the living room. I've quilted in different rooms, bedroom. I have quilted in the kitchen.
So where's your favorite place?
Well, really in the bedroom. It's more out of the way.
Okay. Where do you get your quilt designs?
Well, I have a number of books that I just look at the pictures and cut if they're squares or half squares. If it's something complicated, I can't cut it that way. But
what are some of the patterns that you enjoy making now?
I like the bear paw, and I like the sister's choice. I've made 6 or 7 out of that pattern.
What, in your opinion, makes a good quilt?
Well, I like cotton material better.
Do you sew any on the sewing machine?
No, never.
Do you think it's not a real quilt if it's made on the sewing machine?
Right.
Okay.
Anyway, I like to have mine made all by hand.
Okay. Why do you make quilts?
Well, I enjoy it. I've made my grandchildren all some quilts and my children.
Is this the same reason you made them in the first place?
No, we used to make them for covers to keep warm with.
Which do you find more satisfying, piecing the quilt or quilting the quilts?
I really like to quilt them. I like to sew the pieces if I have them cut out, but I don't like to cut pieces.
Did you ever participate in quilting bees?
Yes, we have.
Where?
We go to Ethel Fance about every first Monday.
How long have you been doing that?
Well, I don't go every time, but she's been doing that for 2 or 3 years, I guess.
She lives here in Glasgow.
Uh-huh. We quilt the quilt, and some of them go and they roll bandages, and some of us quilt. And she sends those overseas to a mission hospital.
Okay. Well, what are the quilting bees like?
Well, all it can gets around the quilt and quilts, and it doesn't take too long to get one quilted that way. Some of them we tack, you know.
Okay. Is there a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party?
I wouldn't think so. It's about all the same thing.
Have you ever quilted with other people?
Yes.
Who?
Well, at the quilting bees, different ones.
And then you said you quilted with your mother.
Yes,
when you were young.
My mother. Uh-huh.
Did your sister quilt with you too?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. So it was, okay. Okay. What's it like to quilt with a group?
Well, it's fun. You talk and you compare your quilting and it passes time, you know.
Do you bring quilt patterns, you know, to swap?
Well, no, they haven't. Someone usually donates the top, you know, and then they quilt it.
Have you ever heard the term Kentucky quilt?
No, not really.
Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
No.
Do you have any quilt books?
Yes. So.
Do you know what your favorites are?
Really, see, this one is designs, quilt designs, and I have got some from the library, and then I buy them at the drugstore, you know.
Okay. Do you read any quilt magazines?
No, not really.
Okay. Do you take patterns from magazines or books?
Yes, I have. I've traced them off, you know, though. Uh-huh. Pictures.
So do you follow the patterns exactly as it's written?
Yes, usually. Some of them tell you to allow a little for a seam, you know, about 1/4 inch, I believe.
Okay, do you put the pattern together the way that they say in the book to do
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay. Do men quilt?
No, I don't know of any.
Okay. What do you do with your finished quilts?
Well, most of them I give to my grandchildren.
Okay. Do you quilt for other people?
No, I made one for my cousin, and then I sold one to my niece. But other than that,
sell your quilts?
I sold one to my niece in Illinois.
Okay. What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
I've been thinking about making a pillow out of some. I've got one here that my father-in-law's mother made for him. And he
what
said
was when her he name?
He was 12 years old. Her name was Marianne Fudge Garman.
That made the quilt for your father-in-law?
Uh-huh. When he was 12 years old.
Well, what was your father-in-law's name?
Abraham Riley Garman.
Oh, okay. Is he from Metcalf County?
Yes.
They're from Metcalf County. Okay. Have you ever entered a quilt in a quilt show?
Yes, I have. In senior citizens and in the fair in Metcalf County.
In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitudes about quilting?
Well, I guess they have, because they don't quilt them as close as they used to, I think, because of the material, the padding, we call it, the polyester. It doesn't wad up, like bunch up like cotton.
Okay.
And they think they'd rather have them softer and puffier and not quilted so close.
Okay, when you first started quilting, what did you use to make your quilts?
Well, we had cotton then.
Cotton for the middle?
Yeah, we made our own cotton bats, you know. We grew cotton in the field, and then we would sit around the fire and pick this cotton, the seed out, and then we would make cotton bats. And
how did
stack
you do
them
that?
Up. Well, you see, we had cotton cards. Those, have you ever seen those? And I have made them, and stack them up in a chair until I'd get enough, you know, to put in a quilt. It really makes good soft padding for a quilt.
When you were younger, where did you all get the fabric to make your quilts?
Just scraps that we saved from making our clothes. You know, we made our own clothes then. And
did you make them ever out of dresses that you were going to throw away?
Well, not really. I think my mother, maybe she has made some and tacked them that way, just to, out of the boys' pants and things, you know. But.
Okay. Did you ever use anything other than, did you ever use anything like feed sacks or anything?
Oh, yes. We had feed sacks that we made quilts and quilt linings and clothes.
What are your favorite colors when you quilt?
I like blue and white.
Is that your favorite color?
Uh-huh. Okay, I do plan to make a red and white one sometime. But,
what do you think the value of quilting is?
Well, I enjoy doing it. I don't know. It's just something you appreciate having, you know.
Do you use a standard frame or a hoop lap frame?
Well, I have a standard frame. I guess they call them a fireside frame. It's they sit up on legs, and you roll the quilt under until it's just about half the size of the quilt. And you quilt on that then and keep rolling it under.
How have the materials used in quilting changed?
Oh, well, they're most of it is cotton mixed with polyester, a lot of it is, but really they're prettier colors, brighter, I think, because they used to fade, you know. They used to have calico, which was pretty, and I think now they make them out of brighter colors too.
Did you ever make a polyester quilt?
Yes, I have.
What did you do with it?
Well, most of them I've tacked, you know, because they're thicker. And
okay. Do you applique quilt?
No, I haven't, but I have one that my great aunt appliqued, and my mother quilted it for me. It's a tulip design.
What was your great aunt's name?
Aunt Annie Bryant.
From Metcalf County?
Uh-huh, from Beaumont.
And you said she pieced it.
Uh-huh. Appliqued the top. Then my mother quilted it for me.
Oh, okay. What makes a good quilt stitch?
Well, as small as you can make, or even. That's really the main thing, is to make your stitches as even as you can.
Okay. If you ever embroider on your quilts, do you use cross stitch, crewel, or another type?
Crewel.
Okay. Do you sign your quilts?
No, I haven't. My mother did sometimes.
Okay. What kind of quilts did your mother make?
Well, she made a lot of crazy quilts that she embroidered and made a fancy stitch around every piece, you know. And she would embroider flowers and roosters and fish and different things on them.
What type of fabric did she use?
Well, she used to use silk. They used to make them out of silk pieces. Neckties, and sometimes they made them out of velvet pieces. Just whatever bright piece they could, you know, just any size they put on there.
Do you make any of your own designs?
No.
Okay. What is your favorite quilt pattern?
Well, I think Sister's Choice. I've made more of those, and I like the bear paw.
Okay. And what colors do you like to make that?
Well, I made one all brown and white, and then I made one blue and white, and then I've made two of navy blue print and white of all of that same pattern.
Do you ever use muslin, and what do you use for a backing?
Yeah, muslin, and muslin sometimes to fill out the block, and sometimes white, just according to the color.
Do you ever use a sheet for your back?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Use a sheet for your back. Okay, you have a quilt here. It's really interesting, and could you tell me a little bit about that? The flower garden,
the
is
The flower
it?
Garden. Mm-hmm. Well, it's real small pieces, as you can see, and my aunt that lived in Orlando, Florida, made it, and she said she would give it to me if I'd quilt it, that her children couldn't, so I promised I would, and I haven't yet, but I'm going to.
Okay.
And she filled out around with tobacco sacks. You know, they used to bring on smoking tobacco in little sacks, little white bags. And she washed those and pressed them and made those little hexagon pieces that filled out around the flower garden.
And they're about less than an inch
yes.
across.
Uh-huh.
They're really small.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I really enjoyed my interview with you. And thank you for
thank
your time.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it.